Hi gang, thanks for downloading this classic episode of News Fighters. Just a reminder, if you're looking for new original episodes of News Fighters, they're now over on the Irrational Fear podcast feed. So search for Irrational Fear on your podcasting app or go to irrationalfear.com for all new episodes of News Fighters. In the meantime, enjoy this classic News Fighters episode.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week.
Hello everyone, welcome to News Fighters. I'm not a celebrity. That's right, back to your regular host, me, Dylan Bain, and a big thank you to everyone who helped out on our pilot week. Of course, the pilot week concept has been so successful for Channel 10, who knows? Maybe News Fighters could be the next Saturday Night Rove. Or Crazy Rich Asians of Sydney. Now, this is a special bonus episode of Outtakes from our pilot week, so settle in and listen to the stuff that didn't quite make the cut. Starting off, here's Jake Stone with some headlines.
Convicted child rape priest George Pell has launched his appeal to the High Court.
Cardinal George Pell has lodged a High Court appeal in a final attempt to overturn his convictions for child sexual abuse.
To grant his appeal, the judges will have to disregard the evidence and common sense and everything that they've seen and just place blind faith in what the man in the priest suit is saying, and oh my God, I can see why Pell thinks this will work now. Since he's already had a couple of appeals, this one has to be lodged in the form of a song. Pell chose to sing R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly. A new Senate inquiry is set to ask, does farming and poor water quality really harm the Great Barrier Reef? They're not due to report on it till 2020, by which time the Great Barrier Reef will most likely be a series of apartments. The inquiry is backed by Scott Morrison and the Liberals, so expect challenging questions like, oh, how good a crown of thorns starfish? And can we make the reef take a urine test? Do fish eat coal dust? And forget the Great Barrier Reef, the greatest barrier is tax cuts for the wealthy. It's all a win-win for Pauline Hanson, who says that the wider the reef gets, the better Australia is. Spain is to hold its fourth election in 4 years, but Spaniards aren't ready to admit their country's a joke yet. They're only going to have two elections, but they had to break them up with a siesta. Take us back to the good old times of Generalissimo Franco, said one millennial, whilst firing a pistol in the air. In other Spanish news, everyone was sexy, techno was cool, and they just banned Airbnb in Barcelona, so now the streets will run with tourist diarrhea. In a new move to combat online extremism, Australian users of Facebook and Instagram who search for terms like Heil Hitler will now be redirected to de-radicalising material. But who's searching on Instagram for Heil Hitler anyway? I mean, what kind of fucking brunch are you gramming? Oh my God, so hashtag blessed to be having bottomless mimosas with hashtag Heil Hitler. In a related story, people searching Facebook for anti-vaccination material will be redirected to a page that just flashes, you're a fucking moron. In Saudi Arabia, female jockeys are being encouraged to take part in a new $27 million horse race. It's their second biggest sporting event after the annual killing of the journalists. If a woman wins the horse race, the horse will be awarded the money. Saudi Arabia's oil fields are burning due to drone attacks from Iranian-backed Houthi rebels, sparking off the chance of a proxy war between the US and Iran. Hearing the words oil and proxy war, local teenagers immediately started clearing their browser history to make way for an afternoon of fresh masturbation. And you know what? I'm going to join them. I've been Jake Stone. Thanks for listening to News Fighters.
Yes, one of my oldest friends of all time, Jake Stone there, being hilarious as always. Another highlight of our pilot week was the Chaser's Chris Taylor stopped by to look at some of the clips of the week. We had so many clips, some of them didn't quite make the cut. Here's a few extra ones.
Now for the week in wacky clips with special guest Chris Taylor.
Yes, thank you. Welcome to the Clips of the Week with special guest Chris Taylor from The Chaser. G'day, Chris. How's it going?
G'day, Dylan. Very good to be here.
What an incredible week. So many big news stories happening.
Well, it's been so big that Scott Morrison's had to get out of the country to escape it.
Yes,
A lot of people think that he's gone just to, you know, break bread with Trump.
Mm-mm.
And we all know you don't break bread with Trump. You break burgers with Trump.
Yes.
I think he's having an official state dinner.
Yes.
And I just had this image. Remember when Trump had to cater for the winning college football team?
That's right, during the strike. So there was no food.
There was no White House catering staff,
yes.
Which was a win for Trump because that meant he could just go and order Wendy's burgers. And I'd like to think that when Scott Morrison arrives, that's the sort of banquet that will be officially laid out at the state dinner. Because he'll, of course, be home. I feel very at home around burgers because of the Engadine Macca's affinity.
Yeah, I was going to say, they might do a trip to McDonald's. Starting up this week, of course, the big issue in New South Wales is the Liberals trying to legalise abortion. Barnaby Joyce had some views on this.
To believe that we've had a longer inquiry into chooks, caged hens, into koalas, into a building in Western Sydney, than this issue.
Yeah, look, it's interesting for someone who's traditionally, you know, aligned himself with the agricultural sector to be so anti-chook.
Yes.
There should be inquiries into chooks.
And koalas.
There should be inquiries into koalas. And what's Barnaby got against inquiries into animals? Do we know those inquiries didn't also cover koala abortions?
And of course, speaking of koalas, a great clip this week. We had Gladys Liu patting a koala, and she said this strangely.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum.
Yum, yum. I don't want to imply she wants to eat the koala. So the koala was in a tree eating gum leaves. So I can only assume Gladys Liu is jealous of the koala eating gum leaves. Also on Gladys Liu, very interesting kind of thing from Andrew Bolt this week you weren't expecting. Let's have a listen.
But this Liberal Prime Minister today actually played the race card. And the way that the Prime Minister played that race card five times this morning, well, I can only say that the Chinese regime should be sending him a thank you card.
Now, was there a weird racial connotation to thank you card?
There is. I guess he didn't know the Mandarin for thank you card. This was extraordinary because Andrew Bolt, basically, his default position is just to defend anything any Liberal Prime Minister ever does.
Right-wing Sky News commentator, for those not aware, yes.
Yeah, very, very to the right of
sense. Attacking Scott Morrison.
Attacking a Liberal. Now, either...
For playing the race card. Like he's surprised by it.
It's sort of hard to know what angered Bolt here. That Morrison wasn't racist enough, or that the race card wasn't big enough, or like... Yeah, this was genuinely extraordinary. I guess... The two sort of main driving forces in Bolt's world are supporting conservative politicians and defending racism at any cost. This is someone who was once found to be wanting by the Federal Court of Australia for making racially charged comments against Indigenous Australians in one of his columns.
Well, so he's an expert on it.
I think he's the author of the race card. He's the person. So I think his objection here is he just wants royalties from Morrison.
Yes,
like
exactly.
He's not objecting to the race card being played. He's just objecting that he wasn't acknowledged.
Yes.
You know, he's basically here like APRA is for musicians, wanting his royalties for any time a racist sentiment is expressed in this country.
Exactly. Yes, The Chaser's Chris Taylor there with some outtakes from our Clips of the Week segment. Now, it's been footy final season recently, but unfortunately, I don't know much about sport. So that's why I asked sport expert Radio Firebrand and King of Australian Media, Stéphane Pazur, better known as QFM's Dr. Q and host of the podcast World of Wackypedia, to stop by and try and educate me about footy final season and the big summer of sport coming up. Stéphane, how are you going today?
Good, mate. Yourself?
Good. Now, is footy final season like a TV show final? Like, will footy just be over forever when the finals are over?
No, because there's more than just one final. It's like a series of finals.
Okay, and then it's over forever, correct?
Yeah, for the year, that
not
is.
Not forever.
No. Unfortunately, no. Not for you.
So there's soccer, there's...
Rugby league.
Rugby league.
Rugby union.
Rugby union.
There's union.
Yeah.
There's also AFL.
How does it work? Do they all play each other at the end?
No, definitely not, because...
Okay, no one thought of that. After the grand final, there should be the grand final, where, like, the AFL team plays the rugby league team.
No, that's impossible, because both codes play in different sized stadiums.
Details. Well, moving on, it's not just footy season. There is a big summer of other sports coming up. What are the other sports this summer?
We have cricket.
Okay, what's cricket?
Cricket is, originally cricket was like a 7-day test series.
Now, from what I've read, I understand Australia just beat England in the Ashes. Now, yeah. Don't you think it's vastly unfair? Why is it always Australia or England winning the Ashes? Shouldn't it be some other team winning the Ashes, like Iceland or Greenland or something?
No, because those countries actually don't have cricket.
So Iceland can't win the Ashes because cricket is racist?
No, they can't play it because Iceland don't play.
Moving on, of course, the Australian cricket captain was Stephen Smith.
Yeah.
Now, he was the big cheater last summer. Who will be the big cheater this summer, do you think? And personally, I think it'll be whoever takes the Oscar away from the Lego Ninjago movie. Am I right?
Yeah, this movie you're talking about, I don't know what it is, seriously.
Now, I did watch some of the Ashes, and supposedly I heard that one of the players went out with a duck. Now, how interesting is it that cricket is so progressive, it allows interspecies dating like that?
There's no interspecies dating in cricket.
It opens up all sorts of issues that rugby league has been dealing with for years.
Well,
moving on to other sports.
Yeah, I think we should.
Now, looking ahead, the A-League soccer season is about to start. Now, don't you think A-League would be more exciting if players could use their hands?
No, it would be a completely different kind of sport.
Now, I hear the A-League is actually going to come to ABC TV. Do you think it's fair that high-rating lawn bowls and sheepdog trials are being pushed off air by this soccer thing?
Well, not really, because lawn bowls is a different sport.
Now, just also on the topic of sport, when will Hong Kong be democratic?
Never, because the thing is, it's not a sport. Hong Kong isn't the sport, it's the actual part of it.
And now wrapping up, Stefan, it's time for your sporting thought of the week.
Yes, ANZ Bank Stadium. Like, how is a stadium a bank? Apparently the final is going to be on at 7:30, but hang on a minute. Don't banks close at 4:30 p.m.? So how can it be a bank? This doesn't make sense.
Thank you, Stefan, for your sporting thought of the week. And that's The Weekend in Sport. Thanks for tuning in now. If you enjoyed News Fighters Pilot Week with the awesome celebrity guest hosts, sucked in. You're going to have to put up with me from now on because I'm the regular host. And I'm going to be back every few weeks with a new episode of News Fighters tearing apart the headlines. But if you want more, go back and check out our previous episodes. We've got 25 of them going back to the beginning of the year, covering everything from Julie Bishop quitting, to Egg Boy, to the budget, to all the election debates. So if you're a big Ozpol nerd, get ready to nerd out. We're on Twitter at NewsFightersPod is our Twitter name. We're also on the Facebook, the YouTube, and the World Wide Web, www.newsfighters.com, as well as all your podcasting apps. So please subscribe and stay tuned. The pilot week was a raging success. Hopefully, we'll be back with more of those people down the line. Keep fighting and bye for now.
This is the News Fighters Daily Pilot Week, where we fight the news so you don't have to.
Feeling the midday drag? Break free from the allergy blues with Aspire Allergy and Sinus. Our dedicated team understands that every moment matters, and allergies shouldn't steal your focus. Picture a day without the constant sneezing and congestion. At Aspire Allergy, we specialize in personalized allergy testing and advanced treatments, ensuring you stay on top of your game. Take charge of your productivity. Visit AspireAllergy.com to schedule an appointment today. Aspire Allergy, where your midday revival begins.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.